ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नम ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नितानंद श्रीद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम Canto 10, Chapter 6, The Killing of the Demon Putana, Text 6, here 5, 6, 7, 8. On the board, we have text number 6. Valgu, Smitapanga, Visarga, Vikshitai, Manoharantim, वनितां ब्रजौकसां अमंसता अम्भोज करेण रूपिणीं गोप्य श्रियं द्रष्टुं इवागतां पतिं। वल्गु स्मित अपांग विसर्ग Vikshitaihi, by her casting her smiling glance on everyone very attractively. Manaha Harantim, everyone's attention was attracted by her. Vanitam, an especially attractive woman. Rajogasam, of the inhabitants of Gokula. Amamsata, thought. Ambhoja, holding a lotus flower. Parena, with her hand. Rupinim, very beautiful. Gopyaha, the gopi, inhabitants of Gokul. Shriyam, the goddess of fortune. Drashtum, to see. Eva, as if. Agatam, had come. Patim, her husband. Translation. Her hips were full, her breasts were large and firm, seeming to overburden her slim waist. She was dressed very nicely. Her hair, adorned with a garland of mallika flowers, was scattered about her beautiful face. Her earrings were brilliant, and as she smiled very attractively, glancing upon everyone, her beauty drew the attention of all the inhabitants of Braja. Especially the men, when the gopis saw her, they thought that the beautiful goddess of fortune, holding a lotus flower in her hand, had come to see her husband. Text 7. Balak grihastatra vichinvati shishun yadrichayananda grihe sadantakam balam pratichannan yoru tejasam dadarshatalpe agnim ivahatam bhasi. While searching for small children, Putana, whose business was to kill them, entered the house of Nanda Maharaj unobstructed. Having been sent by the superior potency of the Lord without asking anyone's permission, she entered Nanda Maharaj's room, where she saw the child sleeping in bed, his unlimited power covered like a powerful fire covered by ashes. She could understand this child was not ordinary and was meant to kill all demons. Purport. Demons are always busy creating disturbances and killing, but the child lying on the bed in the house of Nanda Maharaj was meant to kill many demons. Text 8. Bibudhyatam balaka marika graham characharatma sa nimilitekshana anantamaropya mankamantakam yatharagam suptama buddharajyuthi. Translation. Lord Sri Krishna, the all pervading super soul, lying on the bed, understood that Putana, which was expert in killing small children, had come to kill him. Therefore, as if afraid of her, Krishna closed his eyes. Thus Putana took upon her lap him who was to be her own annihilation, just as an unintelligent person places a sleeping snake on his lap, thinking the snake to be a rope. purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. In this verse, there are two perplexities. When Krishna saw that Putana had come to kill him, he thought that since this woman was present with motherly affection, although artificial, he had to offer her a benediction. Therefore, he looked at her with a little perplexity and then closed his eyes again. Putana Rakshasi also was perplexed. She was not intelligent enough to understand that she was taking a sleeping snake on a lap. She thought the snake to be an ordinary rope. The two words, Antakam and Anantam, are contradictory. Because of not being intelligent, Putana thought that she could kill her Antakam, the source of her annihilation. But because he is Ananta, unlimited, no one can kill him. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki. So this beautiful chapter of the 10th canto, 6th chapter, describing the pastime of Putana being killed by Lord Krishna. So we'll discuss a few points related to this particular chapter theme and also this particular specific verse. First is that Putana, although she came to Vrindavan, to Braj, to kill the children, by Krishna's yogamaya potency, Krishna pulled Putana towards him first. So she could not actually kill any other child in Vrindavan. And it is not surprising, because wherever Krishna is there, his devotees are always protected. Satyam vidhatum nijavritya bhashitam vyaptim cha bhuteshu akhileshu chatmanah adrishyata ati adbhuta rupam udvaham stambe samhayam na mrigam na manusham. So the 7th canto Bhagavatam describes how Lord Narsingadev appeared simply to protect Prahlad Maharaj, his words, his faith, and therefore Krishna ultimately protects his devotees. Secondly, Putana came on the order of Kamsa, Kamsena Prahita Ghora. On the instruction of Kamsa, Putana had come to kill. Thirdly, as we see that in the previous verses, as soon as Shukadeva Goswami began to describe that a demon called Putana is coming to kill children in Vrindavan and she may harm Krishna, Maharaj Parikshit, who is hearing this katha and who himself is going to be destroyed by a deadly bite of a serpent in 3 days, he experiences great fear. Although Maharaj Parikshit had heard 9 cantos of the Srimad Bhagavatam, he has also heard the astonishing way in which Krishna appeared in the 10th canto, beginning chapters, first 5 chapters. Although with respect to Tattva, Maharaj Parikshit is fully convinced about Krishna's power. Because Maharaj Parikshit is not an ordinary person, he is a Mahabhagavat. Tasmat namna Vishnurata iti loke bhavishyati nasandeho Mahabhaga Mahabhagavato Mahan. He has been personally protected by Krishna in the womb of his mother, so he has personally seen the prowess of Krishna. On top of that, he has heard about all the different incarnations of Krishna and all the powerful demons who have been killed and destroyed by Krishna, how Krishna has created the universe. All of those pastimes have been heard by Maharaj Parikshit, so there is no doubt in Maharaj Parikshit's mind about the tattva of Krishna's potency and power. Krishna tattva, bhakti tattva, prema tattva, sar, bhava tattva, rasa tattva, lila tattva are. So, when Maharaj Parikshit is hearing this Krishna katha, so he is hearing about Krishna tattva, about bhakti tattva, about prema tattva, bhava, rasa, lila. But because of his overwhelming love for Krishna, his bhava overpowers his understanding of the tattva, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in this way, Maharaj Parikshit is filled with concern and worry about Krishna. So therefore, the ordinary people, they pray to Krishna. Whereas the Brajavasis and those who are exalted Vaishnavas, they pray for Krishna, for a relationship with Krishna, and they wish to be in the mood of protecting Krishna. They do not pray to Krishna to protect them, but they are praying how they can be utilized for protecting Krishna. And so, in the 8th chapter of 10th canto, when Krishna showed the entire Brahmanda within his mouth to Mother Yashoda, so at that time, one may assume that Mother Yashoda will become overwhelmed with Aishwarya for Krishna because she has seen Krishna's power. And that was the difference between Arjuna and Yashoda Mai, that Arjuna got overwhelmed by the Aishwarya of seeing the Virat Rupa. Whereas Mother Yashoda, in spite of seeing that entire universe within Krishna's mouth, the Brahmanda Darshan, in the Brahmanda Leela. So at that time, Mother Yashoda, Pravruddha Sneha Kalilam Hrudaya Asit Yatha Pura Sankhya Yogaicha Satvatai Upagiyamana Mahatmyam Harirsa Amanyat Putraka. She considered Krishna to be her own son only. So when Shukadeva Goswami is describing this pastime, Maharaj Parikshit is astonished that how is it possible that Mother Yashoda is overwhelmed with so much of Vatsalya. Nemam birincho na bhavo na shrirapyanga samshreya prasade lebhire gopi yattat prapya vimuktidat. Krishna gave such a benediction to Mother Yashoda. He did not give that to his son Brahmaji, to his grandson Lord Shiva, even to his wife Lakshmi Devi, which he gave to Mother Yashoda, the facility to nourish Krishna as a son. And so here we find that Maharaj Parikshit is filled with concern about Krishna's welfare. And that's the quality of pure devotees. They are concerned more about Krishna's welfare than their own welfare. Chaturvidham bahugunam annam adaya bhajanai abhisasru mudam sarva samudram evanim naga. When the Brahman Patni is heard that Krishna is hungry, instantly, not considering the repercussions, they took all of that bhoga which they had prepared for the yajna immediately for Krishna's pleasure. And although they were stopped, nishidhyamana, by whom? Patibhir, bratribhir, bandhuvisa, by their most intimate family members. But Bhagavati Uttama Shloka, because they had heard about Lord Krishna, Dirgha Shruta, for a long period of time, Dhritashayaha, their heart had such conviction that no dam could stop that fast-flowing river of their emotions to please Krishna. And therefore, Raghunath Das Goswami, when he somehow managed to escape from the bondage created by his family members and is running, not from the main highway but through the forest path. So at that time, just before that, Lord Nityananda glorifies the renunciation of Raghunath Das Goswami and he says, Krishna Pada Padma Vanda Jai Janapai Brahmaloka Adi Sukha Tare Nahi Bhai. One who has smelt the fragrance of Krishna's lotus feet, he does not find even the pleasure of Brahmaloka to be of any significance. And therefore, Raghunath Das Goswami was running. How? Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Charane Chintiya Pata Chhadigaye Pathe Yayena Dhaya. He was passing through the forest path, constantly remembering the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Grame grame patha chadi yae vane vane kaye mane vakye kore chaitanya charane. Kaye mane vakye chinte chaitanya charane. He was passing through with great determination and no obstacle could stop him. Why? Because within his mind, chinte, his mind was constantly meditating on the goal, Chaitanya Charane. How I can serve the lotus feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And therefore, lack of enthusiasm and complacency is created because we lose sight of the goal. We lose sight of our ultimate mission of why we have connected with Krishna consciousness movement. Kaya mano vakye chinte chaitanya charane. And because he was completely absorbed in the thoughts of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had no idea about any kind of obstacle in his journey. Bhakshana apeksha nahi samasta divasagaman kshudha nahi badhe chaitanya charana praptyaman. He did not worry about hunger, he did not worry about thirst. No obstacle could stop him because chaitanya charana praptyaman, he was constantly meditating on how I can attain the lotus feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to serve him and to please him. So here we see that Maharaj Parikshit is not concerned about the snake bird Taksha coming to bite him. He is more concerned about what will happen if Putana manages to reach Krishna and kill Krishna and try to attack Krishna. He is filled with anxiety for Krishna. And that is Krishna consciousness. So Shukadeva Goswami sees this and he assures Maharaj Parikshit. And that was the verse which you may have discussed in the last few days. Nayatra shravana deni raksho gnani svakarmasu kurvantim satvatam bhartur yatu dhanyas chatatrahi. So Shukadeva Goswami can perceive the throb in the heart of Maharaj Parikshit out of fear and concern and worry for Krishna. And Shukadeva Goswami, being a very perceptive speaker, and is also filled with great concern for the welfare of his disciple Maharaj Parikshit, just by the flicker in the eyes of Maharaj Parikshit, he can understand that he is going through some anxiety and he wants to reassure him, encourage him, remove his fear. And so he says that wherever Krishna's pastimes are spoken and heard, nayatra shravanadini, even that place where Krishna katha is spoken, Krishna katha is heard, rakshognani swakarmasu, where Krishna's pastimes are discussed, that place becomes fully protected. So kurvanti satvatam bhartur, Krishna is known as one who is the master of his devotees, who protects his devotees. So if one has the power to protect his devotees and whose pastimes when sung gives protection to everybody, so therefore where is the question of any fear for him who becomes the cause of protection for those who chant his names? Kshudrayusham ranam angamartyanamritam ichyatam ihopahuta bhagavan mitrasham mrityushamitra karmani. In the first canto of Bhagavatam, the sages of Naimisharanya, they inform Shaunak Rishi that as this pastime has been spoken, we have invited Yamraj himself to sit because we know that he likes hearing katha. And when Yamraj is sitting hearing katha, then we have perfect insurance. None of us can be affected. So therefore, Krishna is the master of that personality. So very important point is that when Maharaj Parikshit is in anxiety and Shukadeva Goswami sees Maharaj Parikshit in anxiety, that will Putana manage to attack and harm Krishna? Seeing that anxiety, Shukadeva Goswami is not ridiculing Maharaj Parikshit. Hey, why you are worried? Why you are afraid? 9 cantos you have heard. Did you not hear Narsingadev? I described in so much detail, in spite of hearing that you are feeling afraid? What is this? Instead of ridiculing him, chastising him, Shukadeva Goswami recognizes that Maharaj Parikshit is experiencing the genuine emotion of anxiety out of great concern and care for Krishna. And so Shukadeva Goswami encourages and assures Maharaj Parikshit. So devotee association is meant to assure each other, to encourage and inspire each other, to nourish each other's faith, so that our faith in Krishna grows and we are able to take shelter of Krishna. The purpose of that satsanga of the devotees, of sadhu sangha, is that we encourage each other. Even the greatest devotee who may present Krishna consciousness and explain about Krishna's power may sometimes go through a situation where he is overwhelmed. Even Arjun, who was such a powerful personality, was overwhelmed. At what point of time the jiva, whose anu, whose tatastha shakti, can become overwhelmed by the Lord's Mahamaya potency or the Yogamaya potency, cannot be predicted. And therefore the devotees, one of the major functions of the devotee sangha is to act as an assurance and encouragement for each other. When Pratapradhar Maharaj is experiencing great discouragement that everybody has been bestowed Lord Chaitanya's mercy in Jagannath Puri and the sangha except him, so he is feeling very discouraged. He is feeling useless and he is thinking, why Mahaprabhu is doing like this? And he is thinking that, you know, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while appearing from the spiritual world, has taken a vow. What is that vow? Pratapurudra chadi koribe jagatanistar. Ehi pratigya kori kori achen avatar. That I will deliver the whole creation except Pratapurudra. So Nityananda Prabhu understands that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very strict, doesn't want to give because of his sannyas vows, doesn't want to associate with Vishayi. But Nityananda Prabhu is worried that because of feeling depressed, distressed and loss of hope, this Pratapurudra, the king, should not commit suicide, should not end his life. So the greatest loss in life is not loss of money, not loss of position, not loss of assets, not loss of property, not loss of reputation. But the greatest loss in the human form of life is the loss of hope. And therefore the greatest contribution we can make to others is to rekindle hope, to regenerate hope, to distribute and share hope. And that's the main function of the association of devotees. That's the main function of temple, where people come to reignite that most precious asset, hope. And therefore, the temple and the Vaishnava satsanga is the most important contribution to human society, because it gives and shares hope. So at this point, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he sees that Mahaprabhu is very strict. He is not going to go and give darshan to Pratapradhar Maharaj. Pratapradhar Maharaj is also determined. Jadi sahi Mahaprabhu na pai kripadhan, kiba rajya, kiba deha sava karan. What is the point? So then both have taken extreme position. So Nityananda Prabhu tries to compromise. And he tells Mahaprabhu that eka bahirba sajyadi deha kripa kori, taha paiya prana rakhe tomar asha dhuri. My dear Lord, yes, you are not going to go and give your darshan, no problem, but you have a chadar. Why don't you give one spare chadar which you have used? You should not associate with Vishayi, but what is the problem for chadar to go? So Mahaprabhu said, okay, chadar, you take chadar, no problem. But what was it? That chadar, that shawl which Mahaprabhu gave, it appeared to be an insignificant asset to be shared. But that insignificant chadar created significant hope. Of course, Mahaprabhu's chadar is all worshipable. But somebody who's expecting Lord Chaitanya to come, you know, just imagine you have arranged a big Mahasatsang program for a speaker and advertised his name. And at that time when the lecture is about to begin, his chadar comes. So as an organizer, will you accept that? So it will be shocking. So Pratapradhara Maharaj gets that chadar, but when he sees that, his reciprocation is amazing. Vastra paya rajar huila anandita man prabhu rupa kori kore vastrera pujan. He saw that chadar and he did not say, "Arey, what is this? I am the king. For everybody else, Mahaprabhu has given personally and to me he has sent chadar." No, he thought, "Today Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has sent his chadar. So I get some hope that tomorrow I will get his mercy also." Is it not? So therefore, every situation we can perceive in different ways. Either we can become distressed, impatient and lose hope, or see that this is a sign that there is hope. And so this is a very important element to encourage each other in the association, which Shukadeva Goswami is doing to Maharaj Parikshit. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells Haridas Thakur, "Haridas koli kale jaban apar go brahmana himsa kore mahadurachar." Oh Haridas, I am feeling very discouraged. I am feeling hopeless seeing this age of Kali. Right? Yavana apare, this Kali is, Kali Yuga is filled with only Yavan. Those are not following any Varnashrama rules. Go brahmana himsa kore. People are not afraid of doing himsa towards the cows and the Brahminical culture. Mahadurachar, what kind of habits they have. And therefore, I am thinking, I am worried. Iha sabar konamate hoi benistar, tahar he tu na dekhiye, tahar he tu na dekhiye, e dukh apar. And I see that, how will they be delivered? And seeing no means of their deliverance, I am feeling great anxiety in my heart. Lord Chaitanya is telling Haridas Thakur, that avatar who has come to share the holy name. So Haridas Thakur is not looking at Lord Chaitanya and saying, "You are feeling hopeless. You, are bhool gaye kya? Aap hi to leke aaye ho Harinam." So the point is that in different situations, Krishna will put us in such kind of an emotion that the doctor cannot heal himself. The doctor always needs another doctor to heal when that doctor go through some kind of disease. So Mahaprabhu is playing this role that he is in anxiety. And then Thakur Haridas is telling, is demonstrating how in association we should encourage each other. Haridas kahe prabhu chinta na koriha jabana samsar dekhi dukhana bhaviha. So Thakur Haridas responds and says, "Prabhu chinta na koriha." So Prabhupada says, what is the meaning of servant? What is the first duty of a servant? When the master gives a service to the servant, the first duty of the servant is not to start doing the service. The first duty of the servant is to reassure the master that don't worry, relax, I will try my level best to do this service, it will be done. So to reassure the master is a very important part of service. Right? Not that the master gives the servant some service and the servant keep asking a million questions. Why you gave this to me? Why only me? Why not others? Atato bhayankar jigyasa. And so many questions that the master says, "Okay, I only will do this service." Relax. So Haridas kahe prabhu chinta na koriha. You don't feel chinta. So that is a very important element, that however advanced a devotee may be, The devotee association is meant for us to be dependent on each other. And therefore, a karma yogi may be achievement oriented, a jnana yogi may be highly knowledge oriented, an ashtanga yogi may be perfection oriented, but a devotee is always dependence oriented. He is dependent on other devotees. So even the most competent devotee needs care. And Vasudev Datta, when he delivered the whole world by his prayer, so one may think, oh, he has the power to deliver the whole world, whole universe. But then Mahaprabhu tells Shivananda Sen that Parama Udara Iho Je Dine Ye Eshe Seidinavyaya Kore Nahi Rakhe Sheshe. So what was the strength of Vasudev Datta? His compassion was his strength. But sometimes a devotee's strength can also become that devotee's weakness in another context. So in terms of saving money, Vasudev Datta in his dictionary did not have the word saving. Whatever money he earned in the morning, he would donate in the evening. Why? Compassion was his strength. So he did not think of difference between himself and others. So he thought, money with me, money in my pocket is equal to money in their pocket. So when Mahaprabhu saw this, he said, okay, for delivering universe it is okay, but for running grihastha, not okay. So Mahaprabhu tells Shivananda Sen and says, grihastha hoye na iho chahiye sanchaye, sanchaye na koile kutumb bharana nahi hoye. That are his grihastha. Grihastha dharma is, he has to save money, otherwise how will he run the family? And therefore Mahaprabhu places Vasudev Datta under the care of Shivananda Sen for the financial management of his grihastha ashram. And Mahaprabhu tells, Ihar ghorer ayavyay sab tumar sthane. Mahaprabhu tells Shivananda Sen, you take over the financial management of his grihastha ashram. Sarakhela hoya tumi karha samadhane. You become the treasurer. So therefore, this dependence is something which is very important, and devotees are always trying to encourage and inspire each other. And so Shukadev Goswami is encouraging Maharaj Parikshit by saying, nothing can happen to Krishna, because even in a place where Krishna Katha is chanted, the devotees and that place becomes protected. So what to speak of Krishna himself? So another point is, Putana is the most vicious. Why? Because babies are so vulnerable, so innocent looking, that even the demoniac, they develop protective instinct when they see a small baby. So therefore, Putana wants to kill babies. So it demonstrates her horrible heartlessness. She is very heartless. And not only that, she was regularly used to killing babies. So this shows that she had the heart of a most horrible monster. And therefore, you know, even in jail, you know, I've done many programs in jail. So in jail, when you go, even there is hierarchy. You know, Kanishta Madhyam Uttam, like that. Within the, you know, their samaj. So even within that, those who misbehave and who have committed crimes with children, they are kind of socially ostracized and looked down upon, even in criminal society. So therefore, Putana, you know, was extremely deceptive. So Putana cheated the men with her beauty, and she cheated the women with her show of motherly affection. And so milk is supposed to be the source of life. Putana used the source of life as a source of death. And therefore she was vicious, she was perverse, and she was deceptive. So there are different ways in which we can approach Krishna Leela. When you hear directly the pastime of Krishna Leela, it is literal. The focus is on enjoying the pastime. And the effect is that, you know, people feel entertained, they feel, you know, this is very nice, and therefore Krishna Leela is something which is very popular even amongst those who are not hearing specifically as part of their sadhana. If one approaches Krishna Leela from the perspective of ethics, then the focus is one learns how to act morally, and the effect is purification. And then if one considers the metaphors within the Krishna Leela, like Thakur Bhakti Vinod has brought forward certain analogies, so then we see the universal principles in action, and it gives intellectual inspiration. And if one approaches Krishna Leela in a transcendental manner, then the focus is how to actually love Krishna. And so the effect is we are transformed with pure devotional service. And so we find that here Putana has come to kill Krishna, but Krishna is going to reciprocate by giving unlimited grace to Putana. So what is the meaning of exploitation? What is the difference between exploitation, reciprocation, compassion and mercy? When we take more than what we give, that is called exploitation. When what we take is equal to what we give, that is called reciprocation. When what we give is more than what we take, that is compassion. But what we give is millions of times more than what we take, that is mercy. So therefore, Putana had come with the intention to kill Krishna. And there was no doubt about that intention, because we see here that Putana is, Krishna is described as Charachara Gurum, one who is the Paramatma, he understands everything. And so, in spite of knowing that Putana has come to kill me, Krishna gave her the position of mother in the spiritual world. Monela manile sab loka hobe nash, ithi lagi kripardhra prabhu kurila sannyas. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas for the reason that they were the Mayavadis who were envious of him and were criticizing him. And he thought, so many are being delivered by the Harinam, but this class, they will only respect me because they respect the sannyas ashram. And so, for that purpose, sannyasi buddhye more koribe namaskar, tathapi khondibe dukh paibe nistar. Mahaprabhu took sannyas to deliver that class of people who were envious of him. Mahaprabhu did not think, these people are envious, let them go to hell. There are others, let me deliver them. But Mahaprabhu was thinking even of those who were envious. And so, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Daya Koraha Vichar, Vichar Koribe Chitte Pabe Chamatkar. Kaviraj Goswami says, if you want to use your logic to meditate on Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Daya, His mercy, His compassion. Hena prema Sri Chaitanya Dila Yatha Tatha, Jagai Madhai Puryanta Anyara Kakatha. And therefore Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes in the category of the most merciful, because what he gave was millions of times more than what anybody could give in terms of pious credits. Jagai and Madhai had no credits, but Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered them. And so Putana represents the false guru. So all of us have a natural essential trust. A small infant cannot survive without a caregiver. For a child to grow, for a child to survive, the child needs to have some trust. So therefore, we can see that trust exists at both these levels. That to live, one needs to trust. And to abuse that trust is to be extremely atrocious. That is extremely sinful, because all of us need trust throughout our life. So mother, we need to trust mother for living, and we need to trust a teacher or a guru for learning. And therefore both a teacher and mother have a very important responsibility towards their dependent. Because if one cannot trust mother, one cannot live, and if one cannot trust one's teacher or guru, one cannot learn. Because whatever you hear, if you are always processing through the filter of doubt, then how will one learn? And so, when Narad Muni meets Dhruva Maharaj's father, he tells him, Sudushkaram karma kritva lokapala rapi prabho Aishyati achiro rajan yasho vipalayam tava. Your son will make your entire dynasty glorious, because he is going to do something which is the most difficult thing in the entire creation. So Prabhupada writes in the purport, Sudushkaram karma kritva. What is dushkaram and what is sudushkaram means the most difficult task in the creation. What is the most difficult task in the entire creation? To please Krishna. Right? So we come to know about this quite late. Because initially, when we come in the association, we eat some halwa, prasad, and we think, okay, this is easy. Practice of bhakti is easy. Chanting, dancing, oh nice. But sudushkaram karma kritva, to please Krishna, is the most difficult thing. And therefore the only way one can do that is yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado, through the means of the Vaishnavas who act as our gurus. And therefore a false teacher betrays that sacred bond, which is essential for learning, and then only you will fulfill the purpose of the human form of life. So the two extremes have to be avoided. That every teacher is trustworthy is one extreme. The other extreme is all teachers are bogus. No teacher is trustworthy. So we have to avoid these extremes, and we have to look upon teachers who are worthy enough to earn our trust. And so in this verse, Putana's beauty is described. Why? Putana's beauty has been described in these verses in great detail by Shukadeva Goswami for a very important reason. Why? Because Putana is approaching who? Krishna. So anyone who is approaching Krishna is going to gain Krishna's association. And any degree of association with Krishna has the effect of transformation. And therefore, as the transformation is going to happen very soon, therefore that person is considered to be already beautiful. And so snigdha pravrat ghana shyama sarva saundarya sangraham, Krishna is described as the sum total of all beauty in the fourth canto in the Rudra Gitam by Lord Shiva. What is sarva saundarya sangraham, sum total? What is the most beautiful aspect of Krishna's character? That Krishna is willing to share his credit with his devotees, is willing to give credit to his devotees for performing service which he himself can do. And therefore Prabhupada mentions that Kamsa, that when Krishna was in Vrindavan, he was not so popular with the demons. He had to kill many demons. When the Goswamis were in Vrindavan, they were dhira dhira janapriya. So Goswamis were more popular in Vrindavan than Krishna, because even the ruffians, they liked the Goswami. So Krishna kind of giving credit to his devotees, and that is his beauty. So when Krishna was in the womb of Devaki, at that time, Sa Devaki Sarva Jagan Nivasa Nivasa Bhutam Nitaram Nareje Bhojendra Gehe Agni Shikhe Vruddha Saraswati Jnana Kholayathasati. That Devaki became effulgent, and Tam Viksha Kamsa Prabhayajitantaram Virochayantim Bhavanam Shuchismitam. The entire palace, the entire jailhouse became effulgent. And when Kamsa looked at Devaki, Kamsa understood, this is something extraordinary. This is some divine power. And so Kamsa started rethinking, no, I should not kill Devaki. Ultimately, the child is my enemy, not her. Let the child come out. I have entered into the jail with the sword to kill Devaki. But by seeing the effulgence emanating from Devaki, Kamsa decided to postpone his plan to kill. And he decided, I will wait for the child to be born, then kill. So Kamsa had not taken up beads in his hand and decided, I will start chanting. By seeing the effulgence of Devaki, the only decision Kamsa took was, let me postpone my murder plan. But that was a transformation. That postponement of his plan to murder was a transformation. It was a positive transformation. That is being recognized by Shukadeva Goswami, and he says, iti ghoratamam bhavat, iti ghoratamat bhavat sannivritta swayam prabhu. He respects Kamsa by calling him Prabhu. Kamsa is given upadhi of Prabhu by Shukadeva Goswami. Why? Iti ghoratamat bhavat sannivritta. He kind of put a full stop on his ghor bhav and decided to postpone his killing plan. That was worthy of respect. That means any degree of transformation, however small the transformation may be, is considered worthy of respect. And therefore, Putana, as she is walking towards Krishna, her beauty is being described, because ultimately she is going to associate with Krishna and get transformed and get the position of mother. So therefore, anyone who comes into the association, satsang of the devotees, we should know that they have the potential for full transformation. They are going through gradual transformation. Rather than disrespecting, rather than committing offense, one should respect their intention to come to the association for transformation. And at no cost, one should see fault of devotees and disrespect them. Vaishnava raguna grahi no dekhaye dosh koy mane vakye kore Vaishnava santosh. We should see the devotees good qualities, because we should know that however different we may be from each other, but there is one thing which all of us have in common. We are all trapped by Maya. Yes or no? That is one thing we have in common. So therefore we need each other to escape from Maya. And so at this stage, when Krishna sees Putana, and Putana takes Krishna on her lap, Krishna closes his eyes. Why? Because Krishna could recognize Putana's intention. And so various acharyas have given various reasons why Krishna closed his eyes. One is because ignorance cannot stand. Putana represents ignorance. Krishna's eyes were full of knowledge. Krishna is knowledge personified. Ignorance cannot stand in front of knowledge, and Krishna wanted the pastime to be completed. So in front of Krishna's glance, ignorance would not have stood. But Krishna wanted the pastime to happen, so he closed his eyes. Sadhanam samachittanam sutaram atkratatmanam darshanam nam bhavait bandha pumsa akshnor savitur yata. Just as darkness cannot stand in front of the sun, ignorance cannot stand in front of Krishna. Second, Krishna did not want to see the face of a cruel child killer. Third, Krishna knew that I am going to deliver her and make her mother in spiritual world. Then people may question, "Are, how could you do that with zero or negative piety? This is not good." Because sometimes when someone takes decision, he is answerable to many others. So there has to be some logic, some reason. So Krishna thought, when people question me, let me close my eyes and check her past piety. So Krishna was checking desperately in last life, 1,000 lives, 10,000 lives, kaha kuch to punya kahin chupa hai kya. So he was searching for her piety, so he closed his eyes. Then another reason is that when the poison mixed with the milk was very bitter, and when you are drinking something very bitter, you close your eyes when drinking Kerala juice. Then fifth, Krishna thought, "Are, I have taken birth in Braj Gokul to eat butter and milk, and on sixth day poison is being served, right?" But the department of poison belonged to who? Lord Shiva. So therefore Krishna closed his eyes to call upon Shiva, "Ki Baba, please come take your share. There is a feast waiting for you." So therefore in the 10th verse in this chapter, the word will come, Rosha Samanvito Apibat. With Krodha, with anger, Rosha. Krishna drank with Krodha, but Rosha also is a name for Lord Shiva. So Krishna drank with Shiva means he called Shiva and said, "Okay, this is when a seva is difficult, you can't do alone. So you need few people. Then you delegate. This you do, this I will do. Okay? So Shiva, you drink poison, I drink milk." So that's how Krishna closed his eyes. And then, Krishna was thinking that the first demon I am killing is a lady. So he closed his eyes. And most important reason why he closed his eyes is Krishna did not want to see the face of a Vaishnav Aparadhi. That someone who had come with the intention to kill Brajavasi children. Although she had not yet killed, but Krishna's judgment of someone who is come to please him and displease him begins at the intention level. And therefore, because she had come with the intention to kill the children in Braj, Krishna did not want to see the face of an offender like this. Nirvairaya prashantaya swasutaya mahatmane praharada seda druhyet hanishyepi varorjitam. Lord Vishnu tells all the demigods that when Hiranyakashipu tries to kill that Prahlad who's nirvairaya, without enemy, prashantaya, that time, Hanishye, I will kill Varorjitam, even though there may be benediction. So Shripad Ramanujacharya gives 12 types of Vaishnava Aparad, which we must try to avoid. He says, first is Janma Nirupan, to think someone to be low and offend him because of the birth. Second, Sharira Nirupan, to offend someone because thinking they are from lower body, to consider Hanumanji to be in another body, or Garudji to be in another body. Third is Bhava Nirupan, to consider someone insignificant because they are child. Fourth, Ashram Nirupan, to think one ashram is higher than the other. Fifth, Avyay Nirupan, to offend someone because of their handicap, physical handicap, bodily deformities. Sixth is Alasya Nirupan, to offend a devotee because of their habits. You know, with their eating habits or their sleeping habits or some habits which we feel and we kind of offend. Seventh, Vasa Nirupan means to only respect someone because they are from the dham and to offend others because they are not from the holy dham. You know, and think that they are not worthy of doing bhakti. Eighth is known as Bandhu Nirupan. To neglect one's family member, even though they may be devotee. If family member is devotee and one deals with the family member in familiarity, but not understand that they are actual devotee, so that is also offense. Ninth is Prakash Nirupan. To offend, to only respect Guru. Everybody else, no point. Prakara Nirupan means to only respect those who are close to the Guru, those who are intimate to the Guru, those who are in the inner circle, and to think others useless. 11th is Vartan Nirupan, to offend some devotee because of their occupation, because of their particular business. And 12th is Dosh Nirupan, to offend the characters in the scripture and find fault in them. Why Draupadi had 5 husbands? What is your problem? Why don't you mind your own business? Is there any shortage of problems in your life? So many people keep just discussing about different Shastric character. Somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, we heard that when Lord Ram was in forest, he ate meat. Prabhupada said, Lord Ram can eat the whole universe, including you. So therefore, you meditate on what you can do and not try to find fault. So therefore, Krishna closed his eyes as described in this verse, Nimilite Kshanaha, because he did not want to see the face of someone who had offended his devotees with the intention to kill the Brajavasis. So in this way, we have, you know, Krishna's ultimate mercy that, yes, when there is exploitation, you take more than what you give. There is reciprocation, you take as much as you give. Compassion, you give more than what you take. But mercy is something which you give millions of times more than what you take. And so Krishna did this to Putana. Padbhyam bhakta hridistabhyam mandabhyam lokavanditaihi angam yasyah samakramya bhagavan apitatstanam yatu dhanya pisaswargam avap jananim gatim krishna bhukta stanakshirah kim ugavo nu matara. That Putana who came with the intention to kill Krishna was given the position of mother in the spiritual world. And therefore Krishna is advertising heavily at the very beginning of the 10th canto that just see, if somebody has a relationship with me, don't waste your entire life dreaming about a perfect relationship with money, with position, with career, with house, with society, with respect, but rather an imperfect relationship with me will give you more gain. And a perfect relationship with anything in this world will only give pain. So therefore, Krishna, through the Putana Mokshan Leela, is inviting us. Many lifetimes we have spent trying to cultivate many relationships. This human life, make a decision, make a conviction, make determination. I will try to develop my relationship only with Krishna. No matter how many struggles I have to go through, how many difficulties I have to go through, no matter how others ridicule me, and I may be imperfect, fine, but by seeing how Krishna is so merciful, I cannot find anyone more merciful to develop a relationship. It is worth making tottering steps, making several mistakes, struggling, and feeling that I have failed, but to still try to make my relationship with Krishna till the last breath of my life. That is a message which Krishna is trying to share through this pastime of Putana Moksha. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. You have time for question? Is this 9:10?
Yes, sir.
You are the in charge?
No, not at all. I'm not the in charge, I'm servant. Everything very nice, wonderful, Prabhuji. I just want to...
A feast is to sit under the tamal tree here and give a class. Reconcile what?
That one hand said that it is very difficult to please Krishna.
Yes.
And the hand said somehow somebody has some contact with Krishna, Krishna creates an unlimited peace. So how we reconcile?
Yes. So if you follow the process diligently, then Krishna is very easy to please. If you offend the devotee, then he become very difficult to please. So here, Putana is coming from such a background, and Krishna is showing his unlimited mercy towards Putana and inspiring us that let us develop a relationship with Krishna. At the same time, when you start developing relationship with Krishna, Krishna gives warning through many pastimes about apradh, about Vaishnav apradh. Radha means satisfaction, aparadha means diminishing satisfaction. So therefore, Krishna also demonstrates, especially through his devotee Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Mahaprabhu comes, Krishna, Radharani and Krishna together as Lord Chaitanya. So Mahaprabhu is giving mercy to so many, but then how he is dealing with Chota Haridas, how he is dealing with Prataprudra Maharaj, how he is dealing with so many other devotees. So he is showing that do not expect your relationship with Krishna to progress like a engineering formula. So you are expecting formula. Why? Because you are graduated from engineering college. Krishna is saying, now you enter into bhakti college where there is no formula, right? And there is only form. What is form? Krishna's form. It is not straight. It is bent in how many places? So therefore Krishna enters into your heart like a hook. Bent, no? Like a hook. So he enters inside, catches. And even after some time you find Krishna consciousness difficult, you try to remove, he will not go. He is already there. He will not go out. So better you try to do your best, how I can perform this service nicely. Because he is entered and he is caught. So therefore, Prabhupada said, Krishna consciousness is simple but not easy. Is it not? Attending morning program, you don't need to be an Einstein or a Newton. Huh? In morning program, at the entrance gate, is somebody asking you for some, you know, major homework which you have done yesterday? Or what you have done, what you have accomplished? No, you come, attend, chant. How much are we charging? Are we putting any tax for your chanting 16 round? One round, 100 rupees. No, you chant. Chanting 16 rounds is free. Chanting 32 rounds is how much? Free. Chanting 64 rounds? Free. Still nobody is doing. Not too many people are inspired. Because it is not easy. Otherwise, what is there? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. When you tell this to a newcomer, bola, bas, itna hi. Bas, itna hi. Aur koi mantra nahi. But those who are experienced for so many years, they know ki isme kitna pasina nikalta hai. You can't say only this much. And you know, some student I said, we have to follow four regulatory principles. No, four, only four. Well, like, four? So it is not easy. Okay. Haan, unko de.
Thanks. So, as you mentioned, starting off the last, ordinary person, they pray to Krishna, and Vrajvasis, they pray for Krishna. So when we read this chapter, Swaling the Forest Fire, so Vrajvasis, the cowherd of Krishna, his friend, they pray to Lord Krishna for their protection, and they approach as the Supreme Lord. So I cannot understand, because you mentioned Vrajvasis.
Yes, yes. So that is all part of Krishna's pastimes, where they are dependent on Krishna for everything. So the Brajavasis, they are manifesting all the different bhavas with only one intention: what will please Krishna at this moment. So therefore the Brajavasis, and therefore Krishna tells the Brajavasis, close your eyes, and then he swallows. Because he doesn't want them to see that he is the one swallowing and he is the cause of their protection. Otherwise they will go into Aishwarya. So after the, you know, Govardhan Leela is over, and Indra comes, offers, you know, and Brahmaji, Indra, demigods offer aarti to Krishna. All the paraphernalia is here. So they are playing with that paraphernalia, the Brajavasis. They have seen Brahmaji and all, and they are all laughing. Right? See what they are doing to Krishna. So therefore Bhaktivinoda Thakur says there is a very close resemblance between Brajavasis and atheists. Why? Both don't accept Krishna as God. But the relationship of the Brajavasis is so strong, it has gone beyond all of that, and they are in the mood of the higher rasas, vatsalya, sakhya, madhurya, like that. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Tai Gaur Premanande.